Right now, though, let's turn our attentions to the world of cycling at 14 past 7 and welcome Noel Sens to the wake-up call this morning. Noel, very good morning to you. Welcome along to the show. How are you this morning?
Morning, Robbo. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thanks. Now, the Victorian Junior Championships on this weekend.
Yeah, the Victorian Juniors had their road championships on. They never got that track championships we talked about several times, the poor kids, but they're back in action at Glen Rowan this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in their road championships. So they have a time trial and a road race, and good luck to all the kids from Bendigo competing over there.
Any to look out for specifically, do you think?
Oh, Robert, I'm not sure. I can't really say because Bendigo kids are always going to be in the medals, but I don't know who's been doing what in the off-season because of COVID. I really can't answer that one.
Yeah, it's a toughie. So track training also back this week.
Yes, Sunday morning. I'm starting up the track at 8 o'clock in the morning, an early start. And we're introducing our novice program at 10 o'clock, which will be good. That should be well attended, hopefully, with little kids that have never done it before. And, yeah, so hopefully we'll get a big session up there this Sunday. Not too big, though, Robbo. It's the first one. I don't want to get a headache or anything.
So if what's the GO if somebody wants to take part? They hear this and go, oh, that'd be good. I'll take little Billy or Betty up there.
Yeah, well, Billy or Betty can come up, not a problem, but they've got to have a Cycling Australia Oz Cycling licence to enable them to do it. So the parents would have to purchase that. Before they come, or they can do it on their phone while they're up there.
Yeah.
And I think the licences are between $85 and $120.
Okay.
But that gives us full insurance, and then they can ride our bike from this Sunday right through till March. That's a fairly good deal.
Yeah, that's good.
No ongoing fee after that initial payment. But we have to have, they have to have a licence, otherwise I don't have insurance to run the program, that's all.
Yeah. Now, we spoke a couple of weeks back about this race on gravel that's coming up here, and I believe that's not far away.
Yeah, coming up on the 14th of November, which is a couple of Sundays' time, down at Harcourt. That's going to be a pretty big thing, I reckon. Like, Bendigo and District Cycling Club have never had a gravel race before, and it's on, so it's going to be really good. And they got, as well as having classes for gravel bikes, which are basically road bikes with bigger tyres on gravel roads, there's also a class for e-bikes with electric assist. That should be very popular, I reckon.
Sounds like my sort of thing,
well,
I reckon.
There's an opening there for you.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I pinched one of my kids' bikes from Melbourne, and I went to get tyres for it the other day, and they've got the two types of the big knobbly ones, and he said, like, yeah, if you're looking to do extreme stuff, he said, all these smoother ones will be a bit softer on the bum. I said, those ones, thanks. Thanks very much. I said, I don't think it gets very rocky on the Bendigo Creek track, so I think I'll be okay.
No, wise choice, Robbo, I reckon there.
I think so. Hey, the Australian World Track Championships that we spoke about, the Australians in the World Track Championships, very poor effort. I guess there's going to be some questions asked about that because it was very disappointing, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't a poor effort by the riders themselves, really, because they couldn't get into events that they wanted to get into. It was a little bit complicated because of COVID, and we only had five Australians representing the country, the ones that were already overseas in Europe, and other riders couldn't go from here because of COVID restrictions. So the riders that went in the Olympics that stayed in Europe, that were still there, got to race the World Championships. But some of them had been world champions before, but they couldn't get in their events because they didn't qualify through World Cups. It's a little bit complicated because they hadn't been all the events in Europe because of COVID. They weren't qualified. And anyway, whatever the wash-up is, it was the first World Championships for, I don't know, 20 years or so that Australia hasn't won a medal at all. Oh. And it's not a matter about being disappointed in their performance. It's just, it was all COVID-related. People couldn't get to the qualifying rounds. But anyway, the good news out of it all is, after not winning any medals, one of our best credentialed riders on the track, Annette Edmondson from South Australia, she's a multiple world champion. She's going in this new event, and it's called the UCI Track Champions League. And they have the similar thing in swimming for when the swimmers come back from the Olympics, they go in this Champions League. And this is going to be 6 weeks of track racing all through Europe in five countries. So several track meetings, or six actually, several. And it's going to be really good, and hopefully she'll make a really big name for herself over there. And maybe the other track riders who are based in Europe will go in that too. So we'll keep posted on that.
Sounds exciting. Noel, always good to chat. Thank you for that. We'll do so again next week.
Okay, Robbo, unless today you're not MIA like your partner.
Yeah, I know. Poor Steve, he's not well. He's done a bit from home, but he's just taking it a wee bit easy today. Hopefully back tomorrow morning.
Well, best wishes to Steve. You better take him around some chicken broth.
No, I don't want. I just want him back so he can make coffee for me. I don't have to make it myself then. Go. Bloody hard work, mate. All right, Noel, take care. See you, mate.
Have a good day, Robbo.
You too.